Court. I wanted to say, Connie, please, the first contact for all of you wonderful people out there would be Connie for U.S. She is
okay,
my
great.
Representative.
Okay. We have that. And we'll definitely, I'll be able to pull this back up a little bit later for this particular show. So it works out pretty good now. So, Connie, you know, this is a welcome relief for me in terms of being able to do this now, because previously on the previous interviews we've had, this didn't exist.
Well, Paul, I was always very impressed with your ability to chat and conduct an interview at the same time.
That's like walking and chewing gum, right?
Well, it's something I can't do.
Well, I tell you, it's quite a challenge, and again, I really owe it to my two young children. They're making me very creative. Now,
children do train you.
Yeah, my children are training me now. So,
how old are your children?
Oh, my children, my daughter is 5 and my son is 2.5.
Oh, that's sweet.
Congratulations. Yeah. Well, thank you. I tell you, it's really helping me to discover myself even more. They really take me through the paces. So I tell you, Pascal, you've been described as a very gifted man who can look inside the heart of people. And I consider you an alchemist of happiness. And I know you help people overcome their fear to grow. Does this tie directly into your laughter therapy programs, which I think is fascinating, very fascinating?
I love laughter therapy.
And you head up a laughter therapy seminar sessions as well?
Yeah, I love laughter. There is a voice I hear here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear.
Is somebody telling me that I'm off the queue or something? Okay. I have a lot of programs that help to get people out of that fear, and that they can make contact with that potential they have. And I think, yes, they have told me and I have seen in the last years with the results that I have the gift to, I like what you say, to see inside of the heart of the people.
Heart. Uh-huh.
I really think that you have to go back to talk about the heart. It's not everything is about the head. Yeah. We mentioned it with multiple intelligences, but in these times more and more it's important that we laugh, that we connect our heart. It was so nice when some weeks ago I was training with some salesman instructors, and when somebody said, yes, it is about love. We don't push these things because we know the paradigm. People sometimes are afraid to talk about love more if it's about business. But then when a salesman instructor says, and it came from him through the dynamics we did, you know, they say it is about love. It is important that I love myself, that I feel good, and that I come from a harmonious relationship with my family, and then I project this to the people that I sell to. This is how I sell more. It's not about numbers and technique. So this is about the heart, you know, when you ask me. I try to do a more profound work. And I think we have also spent a lot of time through superficial techniques and coaching, and this time has gone. I think time now asks us to be efficient and to really, in coaching, we say to touch bottom. Again, you know, this first level, to touch bottom, and from there on begin to talk the truth about the person, to change old paradigms, old patterns, and there we go. From there, the way goes only up. And there, where I begin with the laughter program. I have another program that I call Biosyncrasy. This is based on these techniques I learned from the Mayan priest and also other techniques. Biosyncrasy are hundreds. It's a collection of hundreds of body postures. Yeah. That also connect energy. So it's the same with the laughing tool. 3 minutes every morning in your team, in a production area, or it can be leaders. 3 minutes every morning, and you change totally the energy of your team. People begin more efficient to work, more centered. And with training, we get closer to that famous flow.
Yeah, that's very fascinating, and I'll definitely start applying that for myself. that is remarkable.
As a kid.
Pascal, you have studies in creative problem solving. How does it transform individuals and organizations that you work with?
I think we always have to give any training, any work in creativity, you have to give it a goal.
Give it a goal. So give it some goals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to give it a direction. You have to know why we do things and where do we want to go. In coaching, we say we go from a point A, how it is now, to a point B, how we wish it to be. And between A and B, we do different tools. And there enters all we have talked about until now, training in the arts and in the multiple intelligence. Laughing maybe, biosyncrasy, but we always know why we do it. This is my job. Or Connie's job, yeah?
I heard that tasking there, Connie.
between A and B, you can use a lot of tools, and there are also a lot of creative problem-solving tools. Yeah, we know a lot of tools that are more on the intellectual base, that stimulate our fantasy. So we lateral thinking. So we don't think what we always think. We try to open to new possibilities, and. That's how I use it, you know. It's creative problem solving between intellectual tools and the more art-based tools.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very nice. And I tell you, that is really a phenomenal process that you have there. And I'm very sure that would be very interesting to see how that works in a seminar, in a workshop with people. And with organizations, because that's something that we tend not to see that much here. We don't see it as much. So that's really great. And Connie, do you have any insight that you would like to add to the discussion here?
Well, just a couple of things is that when I met Pascal in Singapore, one of the things that you know that I really believe in the law of attraction and about the, you know, that there's things come to you if you're putting out a certain aura. And the thing that Pascal and I have in common, one is passion, as he alluded to, and the other is laughter. Because when Pascal and I are together, we are forever laughing together. We have so much fun. And then the other is that I am very impressed with his, you know, his ability to be in touch with the arts, because that comes through, and whenever he speaks and whatever he's doing, the way he moves differently than other people. But it's very fluid. And Pascal, I've never told you that before.
it's almost more purposeful. Is it a purposeful walk, or what kind of, how would you title the walk?
It's like a river flowing.
Okay. And a river, water that's flowing on a river knows exactly where it's going.
Right. I mean, you know, he he's strong, and it's purposeful, but like some people, when they move, they collide, or they have to, they move in erratic motion. You know, Pascal moves differently.
Very fluently.
And that, right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've never told. See, Pascal is hearing this for the first time.
Let's see, that's just it. That's just discovery.
Discovery. The radio show.
Everybody knows now. That's right. Everybody knows now, I tell you. But one of the things I also want, and thank you, Connie, for that, and I know that with the law of attraction, and we've talked about that before, and meeting people, and having not met Pascal, I've never met him before, but I can tell through talking to him his depth of intellect. I can easily tell that. And I've never met him. This is the first time I've ever spoken with him. And just through speaking to him and interviewing him, I can easily tell that he is really one of the top thought leaders in his field. It's very easy for me to discern that.
Well, I would absolutely agree with you,
Paul. Yes, I am thinking now very thankfully to my first years of training in Chiapas, and I say that because I normally don't talk too much about it, and I really appreciate your show, Paul. Your questions, and it's deep, and I hope also that this kind of deepness and maybe of spirituality comes over to the audience. I think this is what we need nowadays, and I am so happy that life brought me to that training that I had. When you say, Connie, that I moved differently, imagine, I was an actor for 10 years, and I was a good actor, but when I came to Chiapas, this Mayan priest, he was just laughing at me. They put me in front of everyone, and I had very, very fast. They gave me a lot of challenging tasks. After 2 or 3 years already, I had the whole solstice ceremony, all the people in front of me, 100 people, and the Mayan priest did not come. Somebody told me, you wanted to do something, do it. And of course, he was observing.
Sure.
But not on the physical plane. So he was always, he was so strong. He said, what you say and your body is just not, it's not congruent.
Uh-huh.
Don't lie at me. Don't lie at me.
Yes.
It was a teaching with very few words and so easy, you know.
Uh-huh.
Some people, first, when they know me, when we work together in business or whatever, sometimes they think, oh, but what they do is just too easy. But I have learned that this is where it goes. It is really about the body, the emotions, about a fast mind. It is about spirituality. And look at the leaders. They have it. Some of them, they don't talk about it. They don't
That's
talk
true.
About it because maybe they don't even know that they have it. They are just good. They are just
exactly. That's right.
Why they are there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's very
and
true.
Our job is, and this wonderful project you have, Connie, with your client, creativity, to promote to promote creativity from another point of view. We still think creativity is going into a workshop and paint. Yes, then we imagine a lot of colors. Okay, but there's much more behind it.
I totally agree. And
you have to feel it. You have to see it. It's difficult. Here we are talking. But I hope we can all work together. Invite me to the United States and we make a mega workshop.
I know. Connie, here we are.
I know. We've talked about this before because I really believe that there is such a great need in our country to build that bridge from being able to come up with new ideas and being able to transform the way you see the world and building that bridge and bringing it over to the corporate and business world. And
I totally agree.
Right.
Because they're hurting right now.
And the thing is that there's a way out, and a lot of it has to do with simply the way you see the world. But as Pascal explained, that it's different parts of your brain that control how you're seeing the world, but you can train your brain to think differently.
That's true. Very true. Very true. One of the things we have right now, we have about 13 minutes left. I have just a few more questions, and they don't have to, the responses, of course, don't have to be in-depth, just to kind of give the listeners an idea of the programs that you offer, Pascal, and you as well, Connie. And it is, I know, Pascal, one of your many talents is delivering programs centered on creative leadership. Could you please explain how your seminar helps leaders become successful, happy, and healthy in an increasingly complex world by awakening unique inner genies, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I like that word, the inner genie. When we work creativity, we can wake this inner genie, and it's just amazing what comes out. If you would have known me 20 years ago, you would not have even said hello to me. I wanted to disappear. I was so ashamed. I was so much afraid of everything. Okay. And the inner genie, we also wake it when we work a transcendent goal. And this has to do with the mission we have. I repeat it because I was indirectly mentioning it before, about my story and how I learned about it. So your question about my leadership program, I was mentioning the 7 levels of our creative transformation method, yes? We call these levels the life tree system.
Okay.
I mentioned one level. Do you remember it? It's grounding. Yeah.
Yes.
Grounding. It is about watching in the mirror. So I will not say all the levels now. It would be too much time. But the second one, for example, that is not easy either, is change. We are on an ongoing change, continuous improvement. And we have to get rid of old patterns and paradigms.
Mm-hmm.
And to make this, we have to know that there's so much to capitalize. That our human potential is a big treasure we have, but we don't use it. So we can really measure it then in money terms. Third level comes the theme about the mission. The personal vision and the corporate vision have to be in tune. If not, again, I use so much power potential that is there. And then we go on, we have decision taking, then comes the wheel of creativity on the 5th level, and then the mental influence and the synergy and innovation level. This is just fast. What I wanna explain is that this is the whole method, and we use it for different in different fields. It can be personal development. Yes, it can be communication training. What the main, the most important is that a client tells us where is the problem, and we get into that. I have partners. If you think, oh, I'm too much based on the personal development, I have partners in sales, or Salesforce, in organizational systems, innovation, all over the world, in Asia, in Europe, and we work it together. So we see how we design the project with all these tools we have. Okay, and the same method we use as a leadership program. Why? Because a leader should know all these tools. But of course he doesn't. I'm sorry. But a lot of leaders have lost their really responsibility to be an empathic leader that collaborates, that helps the team. So all these tools can help. These tools going through the seven levels.
Seven levels, exceptional. And I'd definitely like to learn more about it. Right now we have about 8 minutes remaining. So what I'd like to do now, I have a couple of other questions I want to get to. One of them, Pascal, is your relationship with Applied Concepts Creativity. If you can kind of give us a synopsis of what that is so that listeners can gain some insight into that as well.
Yeah, as Connie said, we met in Singapore, and we are like a lot of things happened in a bit more than a year. We are like consultants, one for the other, and there are a lot of projects going on. Connie, I talk so much. You go on.
Oh, yes, of course, Pascal. No, as you've already seen, Pascal has just this phenomenal background. And
really does.
when we met in Singapore, I had built this Creativity Speakers Bureau, and I have other speakers that have, you know, other creativity backgrounds, but that are very heavily focused on business and different aspects of creativity. And so, you know, we have collaborative partners, and as Pascal said, we also are continually building partnerships, you know, in the United States, which is my primary responsibility, but Pascal is international. He goes everywhere all around the world. And he has such a large depth, and especially, like I said, with his theatrical background, his training in the arts, his training with the, you know, the spiritual part and with the Mayan training.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, what I bring to bear whenever Pascal and I team up is the fact that not only, you know, I have a certain level of creativity that comes naturally to me, but I have been spending the last 2 years learning much, much more about creativity, and I use that piece and then also my extensive corporate sales and marketing background. And with that, Pascal and I are quite a partnership.
Oh, that's really exceptional. And I know with having that broad range here, looking at it from the United States standpoint and everything that you offer and can deliver here, and then, of course, what Pascal can offer in Europe and in Asia, that's some very, very great partnership and collaborations there. Really exceptional. So
thank you.
So
something?
Sure.
It has to do with what you said, Connie. And before we were mentioning the law of attraction, because
yes.
A lot of people they know about it. So it is really true and it really works. But we have to get, and this is the difference in my work. We have not only to work on the conscious level, but on the unconscious level.
Yes.
There is all the treasure. There are also the patterns.
Untapped potential.
Uh-huh. Also, the patterns that we should just break down. We can't be creative if we do everything as we always have done. So let's find this out, and then, as you say, untap this potential. And I say this to the to my dear listeners, audience also, as a message of hope. I know too. We have now this clue here. And half of the story was really real, you know. But there was so much fear here in Mexico. And me too. It grabbed me too. And I saw all these people with their mouth shut, you know. But what does this tell you? What does this tell you? And I learned again. No, not to enter in that. And please don't enter in this fear that is growing and this anxiety about what is happening with the economy. It just does not help you.
Exactly.
And there are so much tools and to use. And we are in an evolution, so everything that happens is just happening because of something.
Yes, it's happening for a reason.
If you see the things in a big scale,
it'd be overwhelming.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. It would be overwhelming looking at everything just as in the big picture. So you have to break it down into smaller pieces. Yes. Oh, and Pascal, here we have about 3 minutes left. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to get some of your final thoughts about your business, your programs, and future business ventures. If you would, please, if you could take just a minute to do that, please.
I hook up to what I said right now. I want to bring a message of hope to people and to companies. And just think that what you thought that is not possible, it is possible.
Possible. Brain, that's right.
When you look back, you think, wow, I have done all this. When you look to the future, there are things that you can't see because you don't have the connection, the neural connection yet. You can also see it to emotions. Please don't enter in the fear and try new things. This is what I want to bring to the people. Give them the skill set they need to transform the way they see life, and you can use it at home, in relation, or in companies, in business.
Okay.
And so my work actually is tailored, you know.
Right.
I'm open for any kind of
okay. And Connie?
And collaboration.
Okay. And Connie, if you could provide something, we have about a minute to go, if you want to make some comments, final comments yourself.
I think that the way to succeed in today's economy is by transforming what is going on inside of yourself. And the way to do that is to bring Pascal into your organization and to unlearn the bad things, the bad patterns, and learn how to view the world in a completely different way.
Well, I totally agree. And what I'd like to do now, because we have 50 seconds to go, is to thank both of you for being gracious with your time and your talent. And Connie, you know I'll be in touch with you right now. Some other people own me.
Oh, absolutely.
the governor of Maryland. And so what I want to say to you is that I'm going to go on Twitter now and some of the social media and have people come in to listen to this interview. And so I want to thank you both for this evening. We have just 30 seconds to go. So thank you again. And I'll definitely be in touch with you, Connie. And Pascal, thank you very much as well.
Thank you, Paul. You're a wonderful person. Soon our homepage will be in English, creativetransformation.org.
Okay, I'll put that on the web chat. And we have about 7 seconds left, so I want to say good night before we run out of time.
Good
have
night.
A good night, everybody.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pascal. Thank you very much, Connie.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.